I appreciate you letting me know.
Call to order executive committee meeting Tuesday, March 8th, 4 p.m., 8th floor.
On your end.
Members present, Councilmember Kilpatrick, Council President Pro Tem Hollins, Councilmember Smiley, Councilmember Cartier, Councilmember Weiner, Councilmember Diller, and taking notes, Anthony DeFury, my legislative aide. Approval minutes from the February 23rd meeting, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. We'll move right along with the agenda. R16-015, status tabled. I believe we're lifting it off the table today. Appointing Dace J. Blackowitz to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees. Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, I won't belabor the point. I'll just say, as you said, in accordance with council rules, I notified the clerk of council that this was to come off of the table, which does not require a vote. So I notified her that it's come off of the table, and I'll be requesting it be placed before council for consideration. And with that, I will pass it back to the chair to handle accordingly.
Thank you, sir. Joining us, Councilmember Tackett and Councilmember Bell. Is the candidate here today? Yes. Please come forward. And everyone should have your paperwork. And would you like to make a brief statement, please?
Take it right.
Brief statement, please.
Yes, I served on the Newcastle County Pension Board for roughly a decade. Enjoyed it enormously. Beyond the good deed, I also found it was good for my business. And I'd like to return, so here I am.
Thank you for your prior service. Council members, do you have any comments or questions for the candidate? Councilmember Bell.
I guess, you know, with the comment you made about being good for your business, could you kind of relate to, you know, what you're saying there?
Oh, certainly. I continue to be, in a previous life, we called my profession a stockbroker. I've spent 38, 39 years doing that profession, and I continue to do that profession. So this is a wonderful opportunity to find trends in the industry and deal with other professionals. So it's a wonderful opportunity to learn and participate and see what's happening in the world of the pension world.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Bell. Any other comments or questions from council members? Seeing none, thank you, sir. R16-036, status table, that will come off the table as well. Appointing Daryl Brown to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees. Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I've asked the clerk of council to remove this from the table for consideration by council this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Mr. Brown, please take the chair. Thank you. Would you like to make an opening statement, please?
Yes. First of all, I just want to thank the council for giving me the opportunity to serve. I think everybody has my resume, so I won't reiterate that. I will say that community service is something that I've always done. I take it seriously, both through my affiliation and membership at Bethel AME, right around the corner, as being a member of the steward board and also being the head of the investment advisory committee at Bethel, and also through my fraternity, where we do adopt a highway. We serve quarterly at the Sunday Breakfast Mission, which is in town. I've also led a family fun outing at the Hicks Anderson Community Center, which includes a spelling bee and other family activities, which I'm most proud of. So, brief, just open it up to the council for any questions.
Council, you have any comments or questions for Mr. Brown? Mr. White.
Thank you. How do you feel your professional background would serve this position?
Thank you for the question, Councilman. So I have been a In the asset management business, going on 16 years as a director and portfolio manager for the DuPont Chemical Company. DuPont has its own in-house asset management firm, which is called DuPont Capital Management. I'm a member of the private markets team. I've had been blessed to underwrite, source, and lead about $1.75 billion in private equity investments on behalf of the firm. I think you guys see my track record. It's a 16% return over that period. And prior to that, I had actuarial background, which I also think gives me a good sense of assessing pension liabilities and then the impact of any changes to pension plans and the impact that they had on the pension plans. I started off my career as an actuary back in 1988. I graduated from college and was hired by DuPont in 1991. This actuarial group did actuarial science for the first 8 years of my career before I transitioned over to DuPont Capital Management. So I think having an actuarial background along with the investment management piece gives me an understanding of both the investment side of the assets as well as the liabilities.
Any other comments or questions for the candidate? Any final statements?
I just appreciate the opportunity. I understand that the vote has to be taken. To say again, I just thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Agenda item number 5, discussion regarding the Garston Trust Funds. I believe Councilmember Cartier brought this up and wanted to be on the agenda. Would you like to lead, please?
Well, as every member council knows,
I have a question.
Excuse me, yes. Mr. Smiley.
Is this going to be in discussion of the law firm position that they work this out?
Well, Mr. Cartier, Councilmember Cartier, probably be the best one to answer that because he wanted to do that.
Council through the chair.
Yeah, thank you.
I request that in receipt of this opinion from our law firm, Council Citizen, for a legal opinion on the movement of funds to replenish the Garston portfolio and the gallery that you by administration. I wanted to council deliberate on the findings. Perhaps we should request that the attorneys, obviously they're not here for this meeting, but if you need to come and brief us on the legal finding so we can understand what steps we need to take in order to notify the people. Should we be getting proper reasons of funds from I know Councilman Collins had raised some concerns. I remember at the meeting where we learned that money was allocated to fund the VBOT enterprise. And he said, you know, let's let that note stand as part of the Garston portfolio and not to replenish it with funds.
So I want to be clear, is it your request that this law firm comes to this body and to share their opinion and to engage in a conversation regarding their opinion?
I think that's the only way we can fully understand the background of the perspective. I mean, other than that, yes, I just wanted to point out that our council.
Yeah, I saw her. I wanted to just be clear on that we're here from the council, but of course we want to hear from Mr. Smiley.
Okay, I just want to make it clear, and if the discussion goes on, I'll excuse myself from the room. As I said earlier, I'm not going to be redundant. I've made my feelings about this law firm known. I'm not going to participate in the process, but I will say, if you're going to request the law firm to come, you need to find out if there's a fiscal impact or if the funding that's already been allocated will cover it. Other than that, you're going to need to allocate additional expenditures if there's going to be a fee for them to attend the committee.
Thank you, Mrs. Smiley. Counsel. Thank you. Mrs. Street.
Well, she stole my thunder. I don't know how you gonna ask for an opinion is privileged and then why this would be on executive session other than for going into executive session. That shouldn't be discussed in public.
Mr. Clark. Yes.
It's up to council whether they wish to discuss this publicly. That was a big issue. I just wanted to make sure council was aware if discuss it in public.
Mr. Cartier, would you like to make a motion that, or consider a motion that this group comes in to speak as an executive session?
So moved.
Is that second?
Point of information.
Yes.
Just for the record, we need to state the legal reason for the exception to Florida.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Okay. Mr. Cartier, would you state your motion? I'm sorry.
Council, there's no requirement that this be discussed in the executive session. There's no requirement that it be. But if that motion is made, it's to be made at the time that you go into the executive session.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. So we will address that at that time. There is a motion on the table.
Withdraw.
The motion of withdrawal. Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Is that what the rule? Are you asking for the outside counsel to come to the next meeting?
Yes, I'm making a request for the outside counsel. Request on the meeting.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
All in favor?
No.
No.
Colleen has a question.
Yes, sir.
You already voted.
Well, for process.
I just wonder how much more money you all gonna give away while you're doing
that's
it.
That's gonna take a long vote.
All righty. Based on the chair's hearing, looks like the ayes have.
Does that make my question mute?
No, it makes your question
mute.
Makes your question on the
Let's
record.
Let's see how that works out.
Thank you, Mrs. Street. Ordinance 16-011 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration to clarify monthly reporting requirements by the Office of Law. Councilmember Dillon.
Yes, this is very simple. I really would like settlement agreements to be carried on the courts until they are completed, and also any kind of extension to be included. I think we've run into this issue, and I just think this is one way to resolve it.
Mr. Wyatt.
Yes, I'd like to ask this question.
Sure.
Discussion, questions from council. Hands up. Mr. Street.
Looks like, I feel like, just about every meeting, some kind of engagement in administration bashing. And I think we've got other things to do. I think we have more responsibility than the bash administration. In the instant matter, what happens if you settle and the agreement between the parties is to not be publicly disclosed? Which happens in a lot of settlements.
Yes. You're supposed to have this information. I mean, Carol, I don't know if you're in on that, but I just have no questions about not noted on the report.
Well, and I think there's a difference of opinion from Attorney General to Attorney General, because some of the settlements I've been involved in, that has not been the position folks have taken. Agreement among the parties that did not be publicly disclosed and hasn't been disclosed. And I know that as a direct result of settlements that I've been involved in.
Yes.
Mr. Strzemski, I was so glad to give the information that you're talking about the difference between a public body, which is subject to the freedom of information, and a private matter.
Everybody that I have sued for being a part of suing on behalf of children, and no settlements were made, the agreement was it would not be publicly disclosed. And there's nothing more public than public school dollars. So let us agree to disagree.
Thank you. Councilmember Kilpatrick, and then Councilmember Smiley. Councilmember Smiley.
Unless I'm misunderstanding, I'm looking at this as the law department reports that we currently get do not have detailed case information in it currently. But when I first read this, what I was seeing was we've had Joe versus Newcastle County Auto Accident. Settlement pending, right? Maybe it's on there for 3 weeks in a row, right? Then we see one that says settlement reach, signing, pending. My thing was, I was reading this that, okay, then if that was amended, then the next report would have all that information and would just say proposed settlement amended awaiting signature. That it would not have all of the language, it would have that. And then any council member could contact the law department and say to them, you know, I'd like to sit down and go over this, I can see it, whatever, one-on-one. That's what I was envisioning, if I'm wrong, but that's what I was envisioning. We weren't opening doors, just basically, here's the status of it. It's being amended, you know, we have an amendment pending, the agreement's extended, that those two words would be added as to where it is in the process at that time.
And just having
that's no good.
So that we all know what's happening. I mean, I think any of us is good and all the law. But I think when you're getting a report, once you're able to follow the flow of what's happening, and I think by not having some of this or having
Councilmember Kilpatrick and Councilmember Street.
If you, first of all, I don't believe that every settlement has a final date on it. So if it has a final date, and if it has a date on it, and you get to that date, you would expect then that it would expire, that it would be over. How would you know that it's not over and that we've extended it if it's not showing on the report?
Mr. Speaker.
Two things. In those matters where I've been a part of representing children, school boards became aware of it. In some instances had approved it, but it wasn't publicly disclosed. And they did that, have done it in executive session. So interpretation of the laws, I'm not a lawyer. I just know functionally how things have been dealt with. Second, will of counsel be the will of counsel? It's a matter of fundamental fairness. But I'm perturbed about the fact that all of a sudden now, during this administration, we want these reports on settlement. Nobody under the previous administration said anything about how the dog biting the child down there in Middletown, how that was settled. Nobody said anything about how the dog biting the pregnant lady in Claymont, how that was settled. Nobody said anything about the young man getting shot and killed by our police department in Newark, how that was settled. Nobody said anything about a young man getting killed on Memorial Drive by our police department, how that was settled. I don't have an Attorney General's report from either one of those shootings, but all this other food that comes up with this administration, now we're going to change policies and practices. I don't think it's fair to do one administration one way and this administration another way.
Mr. Hollins and Mr. Smiley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The title says to clarify, and I'm all about clarifying. My question is, did the county attorney who's in the room have an opportunity to review the legislation?
I have reviewed legislation. I do have an opinion on the topic.
I'm asking you now.
As far as my opinion, I think it's necessary. My opinion is that it appears to be a
yes.
Do you feel that this would create any undue burden for the staff? I mean, forget about the farm and preservation, just in general, on any side.
Smiley and yeah. Ms. Kilpatrick.
I just want to say, the current reports that we get don't give away the settlements. I'm not looking for this to do that. And I will tell you, throughout the three administrations, I've had the pleasure to serve during. I've never had an issue where when I called the law department with a question on something I've seen on the law report or something I've heard on the radio or whatever, to where I haven't been able to get, have a verbal communication to find out what was going on or what brought it about. So that being said, I guess it's like the rest of you, maybe a little more so, one who will be forever, whatever, in print once I'm gone. I do have to question the fifth whereas clause. If approved, this document's going to go into the county archives and wherever, as why, in order to reach the intent of this legislation, it was needed to name people in it. I just don't think that's necessary. Achieve what you want. just as I've read news articles that I think they could have achieved if they wanted without naming me. But they do it anyway, so I do have concern with that. Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Then, I guess at this point, if you have settlement agreements that are already in the live department report, why would you not note that there was a change to, we get changes in these reports as they come through every month? They don't have questions by saying, you know, well, we now talked and blah, 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 and this is changing. That you've done something to the settlement agreement. We've noted the settlement agreement, noted it, now we're in the 15th month, and we did something different. That's all that's going to be noted, is that that date was extended or something has changed. And as far as making it more cumbersome, in other reports that we get, the newest in that month is highlighted. That's all they do, is highlight what's new. Everything else stays in black, that is all. I see that this is no different than anything that any other department does.
Mr. Street, Mr. Bell.
Everybody around this table at one point in time report to be fiscally responsible. And here to save the taxpayers' money. Go ahead and do it. Okay? Just tell everybody how much we're selling with who for what. And watch the floodgates open for litigation, because the more you advertise, the more folks are going to sue, and we already have a reputation of not having a whole lot of fighting that's going over in the courthouse anyway. So go ahead and do it. And when we get more litigation and more lawsuits and more settlements, I'll just sit here and say, I told you so.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to ask the county attorney the question of amended settlement agreements with various people, employees. Have they, the settlement agreements in the past, have any of them changed without every one of them being reported on a monthly report?
Have there been changes along the way in settlements with people between past administrations where it wasn't specified on the monthly report?
To be honest with you, Council, two things. I don't even know what I said before, since we're after the call. And I'll be that is definitely. And those changes have to do with not signing a that was in the term for the actual settlement agreement, because that plan didn't change in the current whatsoever in that settlement agreement. Because if that plan was expired, the developer could have used us to submit the same plan. Also, when the settlement agreements, and this is also when you want to put forth the date, try to put forth a certain level of good faith, because it just didn't benefit. It wouldn't have been a benefit to the county to try to expire it. Then, if we resubmitted, then you have possible contention when this is an area that would most benefit the county if it was and remained part of my growth plan that this council has already planned. So it is just didn't serve any purpose to try to have that expire to show that good faith. And in those situations, I can't say for certain that that change has been the moment of report. But I would say that I believe all, if not most, of the members of this council were aware. So it wasn't anything that was hidden. It wasn't anything, and it wasn't anything substantive with the actual settlement. But I can't say for certain that it may not have been in the report. And that's something that could be fixed. But like I said, I do believe most of that.
My point is this. I think that when you introduce a piece of legislation, that the overall intent is to clarify monthly reporting requirements by the Office of Law, but then you specifically name folks in this legislation. It has everything to do with farmland preservation. And I'm appalled by the fact that we would single out anyone who has had litigation with this county in a piece of legislation that the intent was supposed to be to clarify all reporting by the law department. I think Councilman Street's right. I think that, you know, we open ourselves up to lawsuits. We open ourselves up to criticism. I read things in the newspaper, and I don't know where the people get their facts, because there was one farm family involved with farmland preservation and a settlement that met with the county attorney in a past administration, and I was present, and the county attorney recommended to both that farmer and his family to file a stay in the Court of Chancery so that their plan didn't expire while that administration worked on trying to obtain farmland preservation. So as far as I'm concerned, when I look at something like this and then I see two of my constituents named in this, this thing reeks.
Does it reek of mischief?
Yes. Yes, it does. And I said it before and I'll say it again. You know, you get damn sick and tired of every time the administration moves forward with something that it's controversial by this council and by some of the members on this council. There's not one thing that the administration brings over here that certain folks don't find issue and problems with. I find problem with this because it specifically names of a family that was in litigation with this county, and now we're naming it in a piece of legislation to clarify the future as far as monthly law reports. We're not opening the door to lawsuit or to the fact that one could look at this as possibly even being discrimination.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Councilmember Kilpatrick, Diller, and Smiley.
Thank you. This piece of legislation, as far as I was reading it and the intent of it, should not be about settlements. It is not about how much anybody got or what we settled for. It is about the fact that there was a settlement agreement. Two different things, a settlement versus a settlement agreement, and that agreement has been changed. Nothing to do with whether there was a settlement and that settlement has been changed. It is when the written document has been changed for an extension that those should be noted. I had a piece of legislation a while back that asked that departments that weren't giving us monthly reports now give us monthly reports. The only one excluded from that was public safety, because there are things in there that should not be made public on a monthly basis. But I feel that if this is a government, that as we get reporting, we should get reporting, and we should get accurate reporting from every department. If we don't get accurate reporting, why would we even get reports?
Still.
I think we agree with both of you. I think the question is, how do we best
Mr. Smiley, I'm sorry, Mr. Bell.
I just want to follow up on Councilman Bell. And some may find this amusing. I'm starting to. And that is his comment that, and not to put words in your mouth, but basically some legislation comes over from the administration and finds hostility from council members. I just want to say, until recently, I feel their pain, only in the reverse way. Because whatever I had went over there, that's what it was meant for. But
we'll be on that. We'll be on that.
Mr. Bell, do you have anything else, sir?
Yes. I think that when a piece of legislation is introduced for the overall good of this county and this council and its government, when you specifically spell out people's names and a case within that legislation, it doesn't read as general. It's specific. It's specific to a case. It's specific to names. And I don't agree with it one bit. I won't be supporting it. And I still think it reeks.
Oh, Mr.
Reeks with something, Mr. Councilman. I'm not sure.
Councilmember Dilla.
It's exactly right, and I will vote the way I want to vote.
Thus said the mother.
Thank you for the discussion. Any more comments?
All those years.
Any more comments or questions?
In the rate.
Thank you. The will of the council will be the will of the council.
Copyright Amen. Infringement. Copyright infringement.
Amen.
Public comment.
Well, now you take me.
Yes.
Chief Administrative Officer Tim Mullaney, if I could just for a minute. Look, I don't have the history that a lot of people here have with the various administrations that you worked with in the past. I'm a little perplexed. What my viewpoint is that if there's a problem with getting information, rather than immediately run and try to do an ordinance or something, is that there should be a dialogue with the administration saying, I'm not getting whatever it is that you're not getting, A, B, and C, and I need to get that information. And if the administration fails to do that, then I can see this. It looks like the cart before the horse here is, and I'm here to tell you, as the Chief Administrative Officer, that if you're not getting information, and I think I've told individually a lot of the council people that are surrounding this table, give me a call, and I'll see that we correct that. If you're getting reports that you don't think reflect what you need, then give the administration an opportunity to look at that and then respond in kind. But I just think that there has to be, moving forward, there has to be a relationship where people are talking to each other. And when I first got here, I don't see that. I think it's starting to develop, but we need to start communicating together for the betterment of this county. And I think that the ordinance, like I said, I don't know all the history, but I think it's a little bit premature. And let the administration deal with the issues that you want us to deal with. And if we're not responding in kind, and please contact me. And if there'll be moments where we will disagree, and then the council should take whatever action that they feel is appropriate they should take. But we got to stop talking past each other and start talking to each other. And that's just my point.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. My first week on the job, so 3.5 years ago, I made the statement to former CAO that communication goes both ways. And in order to have a healthy relationship, that would be something that was high on the priority list for this council, at least for this president. So I appreciate you saying that, and hope we can move forward in that vein. Thank you for saying that on the record. Mr. Street.
In the instant matter, since he opened the door, I'm going to come through it. To your knowledge, or to the county attorney's knowledge, has there been requests for information about litigation and legal matters that have been requested and been denied?
I get requests from the customer all the time. I always consider myself responsible for these requests.
Mr. Weiner, thank you, Mr.
Thank you, President. I applaud the purpose of this legislation.
would urge the sponsor to review the specific language that the realtor references to this person. And I appreciate the CAO's offer, and I am concur with the reference to the county attorney that I have asked for clarification. It's worth coming. So I want to withdraw my sponsorship in this, but look forward to supporting it.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone, for weighing in, and we will see what happens tonight. Agenda item number 7, ordinance 16-014, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees, represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council, 81 Aspen, affiliate local 1607, and amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service 40-hour work week employees, represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council, Aspen, affiliate local 1607. Sent over by the administration per title. Council, you have any comments or questions? Administration, I see our HR director is here. Would you make a brief comment, please? Mr. Smiley. Anything else, Mr. Smiley? Yes.
I just wanted to speak for real quick in addition to clarify
Dunning, anything else? Mike? Council, you have anything? Mr. Tack?
Thank you, Mr. President. Do we have other supervisors in any other capacity that you have in the union, all the public that you have? Just a general question.
I would have to look at everything.
Anything else, Mr. Tack?
That's
good. Council, anything else? Any public comment on this? Thank you. Agenda item number 8, Pike Creek Recreation Services versus Newcastle County. The county attorney will advise council of any land use progress in the underlying matter and respond to questions on the same and advise of any anticipated time frame for a court decision and or other court action. Should a question or remark pertain to the county's future legal strategy in this case, a public motion will be made to go into executive session for the purpose of a strategy session to include legal advice and opinion from the Office of Law. With respect to pending litigation, session would have an adverse effect on the bargaining position of the public body discussed in public. Any questions regarding legal strategy of any of the matters or cases as permitted will involve a public motion to go into executive session. Mr. Peppercott.
All of that to say.
Yes. Do you have any comments or questions? County attorney, anything else? Thank you. Thank you, sir. Anything on the other? Public comment.
Motion adjourned.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.